Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Salutations. Welcome. We are entering hour number two of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Keyword for this hour and the last one for today is fun, F-U-N. Everybody have fun tonight. Text that to 7. Moneypenny shaking her head in disgust at my attempt at singing. Text it to 72881. Okay. Fun. Text it to 72881 as we go to the phones. I'm trying to see who is on there, and I can't see who that is on the call line. Moneypenny, who is that? Hang on one second. Oh, is that one that was ringing? Oh, well, no wonder I couldn't say the name of that. Well, in the meantime, while Moneypenny screens the caller, as I mentioned before we went to the break, a motion to censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, for his parody reading of President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, during a hearing that he chaired last month, gaining steam with House Republicans. Fox News has learned 125 lawmakers have now signed on as co-sponsors. I believe all the Republican members of the South Carolina delegation have signed on to that as well. The resolution to censor Schiff, which has become a favorite target of Republicans for his role in the so-called Trump impeachment inquiry, was first introduced late last month by Andy Biggs, congressman from Arizona, who chairs the conservative House Freedom Caucus and has the support of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney from Wyoming, among other ranking Republicans. Democrats have the majority and control the floor in the House, but Republicans could still attempt to force a vote on the matter. Schiff simply does not have the gravitas that a weighty procedure such as impeachment requires, Biggs wrote. He has repeatedly shown incredibly poor judgment. He has persistently and consistently demonstrated that he has such a tremendous bias and animus against Trump that he will say anything and accept any proffer of even bogus evidence to try and remove the president from office. So, you know, in a sense, it's a meaningless effort. I would much prefer to see something that had some teeth. On the other side of the Hill, where the Republicans are in charge, and we've discussed this till I'm blue in the face, but how come Lindsey and McConnell and some of these other guys are not immediately issuing subpoenas for all the people that Adam Bullschiff is calling before his committee in the House? You know, if he's going to do it over there, let's get him under oath over on the Senate side as well and give as good as we get. To the phones we go. Steve is next up. He's our leadoff batter here in hour number two. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. It's good to be on. Hey, I was just wanting to comment about the church taxation issue.
Yeah.
I lived in Ohio most of my life. We moved down here in 94, and I was associated with churches there as well as I am here, of course. But there was no tax of any sort in Ohio, for sure. And when I moved down here, I saw, I think, something in a newspaper article one time, and I heard that churches here got taxed. I think it was on properties. And I was really stunned. We didn't pay sales tax, definitely no property tax.
Right.
As far as I knew there, I've never even heard of anybody paying taxes. Any churches until I came to South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's my only comment.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. This is my first foray into this as well. I got an interesting text message though, and this could be an explanation. Could be. I don't know if it is, but it's one possibility. About RC's phone call from my dark corner, Bobby. If their pastor is not exempt from Social Security tax, the church or the minister would have to pay that tax. Okay? So let's say you are a lay minister at a church. You're not, officially ordained, a graduate of a seminary or a theological school. And so you can list your profession in your tax returns as a lay preacher, I guess, but you're not officially a minister, and so therefore not tax exempt. And so in that instance, the church, the parishioners, would pick it up for the minister. I don't know that that is the explanation, but that would be one, and that would make sense. Bob, a complete misnomer, Schiff for brains being head of the Intelligence Committee. No kidding. Bobby, any way I can co-sign that censure resolution? If you're not an attorney, but you can go to court to speak for someone as a friend of the court, what's it called? Amicus curiae, I think. In this instance, we would be friends of the petitioners. Oh, jeez. Bobby, a Proterra electric bus broken down at Fork Shoals Road and Delaware. LOL, tree huggers will never win. Probably heard Limbaugh. You may have heard Limbaugh doing the story about all these folks that have electric vehicles in California, where PG&E has cut the power because their power lines are not up to the high winds that they get in California. So they fall on the ground, and the green freaks won't let them clear out the underbrush. So there's a ton of tinder just sitting there waiting to catch fire. Here come the power lines down on them, and you got a raging forest fire. So their solution in California, just kill everybody's power. Just cut the power to them. And so now people are discovering to their dismay that their electric vehicles don't work either. Because when you have these solar panels on the roof, if you get an inordinate amount of power during the day, more than the home would need, it goes back to the grid. And, of course, at night, solar panels do nothing. So they've got problems piled on problems. Bobby, I have no problem with Hiawatha's cheekbones. It's just that the distance between her cheekbones and jawbone varies so much. If they were held closely together, in my opinion, it would be much better. I wouldn't count on that tonight. Wouldn't count on that happening tonight at the Dems debate. From that oh-so-trustworthy news vehicle, CNN. Yeah, Jeff Zucker's got his hands full right now with this Project Veritas whistleblower. Yeah, they deliberately set about to be anti-Trump, as if this is a poorly kept secret, which it is a very poorly kept secret that CNN is out to get him. Oh, and by the way, CNN is now facing more accusations of political bias ahead of the Democrat debate. Be fascinating to see what the numbers for that look like. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday on WORT.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So how'd you like Hunter Biden's explanation for why he was on the board at Burisma, why he was selected as a financial advisor to invest at $1.5 billion for the Chinese?
I thought it was horse poop.
Yeah, I pretty much thought the same thing. In on the text line, 71307, Bob, arguments from Hunter Biden. Number one, I'm not a banker, and I know nothing about credit, but I am the son of Joe B. Biden. Argument number two, I'm not a chemical engineer and I know nothing about gas except how to pump it into a car, but I am the son of Joe B. Biden. And argument number three in his favor, where was that? It came in much later. Where is that one? Jeez, I had it right here too. Oh yeah, here it is. Argument number three, I can't speak Chinese and know nothing about international trade, but I did spend the night at the home of my dad, Joe B. Biden. Really? Oh, well, great. Those sound like excellent qualifications to me, Hunter. You're hired, buddy. 23 after 4 as we go to the phones. Paul is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, Paul, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate your talk show because you address the real issues. And the thing is, I'm just really sick and disgusted with this whole political mess, constant bickering and back and forth, you know, and I don't trust the Democrats. I think they're doing whatever they can to destroy Trump's reputation, and it's sad because instead of trying to get along in a spirit of cooperation, all they're doing is creating all this mess instead of focusing on the real issues.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and purely for political gain because they're power-crazed.
Well, the Republicans aren't lily white either, but
hardly.
The thing that sickens me is that they're not really focusing on anything that's really trying to help this country right now. I know Trump has tried to do some things, institute some things to really try to help this country, but instead of trying to help him, all they're trying to do is bring him down. And, you know, I pray for this country because, you know, God has really been merciful. But I'll tell you one thing, they forsook God in so many ways in this country. And if God judges this nation, there's nothing that can help this country. Its money can't help it. Its military can't help it. So we really need to ask the Lord for mercy because it's just, you know, it's just a mess.
You have really drilled down to the core with that comment, Paul, because we're God. And look, there are agendas in this country that are operative every day, that are intent on snubbing God, turning their back on God, claiming there is no God other than the state. And with this constant barrage, and that's part of the socialist progressive agenda, to replace Christianity, and I guess to a degree as well, Judaism as well, with reverence for the state as the figurehead, as the Godhead. If there is a saturation point on this where God decides, look, you know, look what I have done for America through the people that I have put there. And this is the thanks I get. If we reach a point where God turns his back on this country, we are doomed.
Yes, sir. And so as Christians, we really need to try to remember to pray for our leaders and pray for this country. And thanks for taking my call.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. 27 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I see phone is ringing from beautiful TR, and that must mean that Brother Fred joins us this afternoon. Hello, Brother Fred. How are you, sir?
I'm excited, praise God, brother.
Excellent.
I tell you, let me tell, I'm just bubbling over. First of all, my wife has been in the hospital 9 days, and she's home.
Excellent. That's great
praise
news.
Praise God, she went in the hospital. They took care of her. Now, I'm getting to the point. And I walked in the doctor's office at 8:30 this morning. I had an accident last Wednesday, and I figure I better get mended up.
Uh-oh.
And I walked in and everything, and the nurses were good, and they did this and did that and took my heart and everything like that. And they said, we're going to send you to the heart doctor next week.
Right.
And, you know, and I just say, praise God, I live in a country that all you have to do is go into the hospital or go to the doctor's office or go to the drugstore. And thank God I served in 3 military, and thank God for you and your program.
Well, thank you, Brother Fred. So you're going to go see the cardiologist, and they're going to get you squared away, right?
Right. Well, in other words, I passed completely out Wednesday night after church.
Oh, that's not good.
And I woke up an hour and a half later. And blood all over the house.
Holy cow.
Yeah, but praise God, I've been so busy, and I put these stick'em things on, and you can tell I'm an insurance man instead of a doctor. but he shook his head and said, I'm glad you came.
Well, good.
And thank again for your program and your sponsors. And just thank you, and I'm still praying for you, your wife, and the studio over there, because when I turn 106.3 on, I get the truth.
You do indeed. Well, Brother Fred, we'll be praying for you, for your wife's health. I'm glad that she's recovered enough that she can come home and join you, and we will keep both of you in our prayers.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Brother Fred. Put these stick'em things on. You can tell I'm an insurance man, not a doctor. Brother Fred, you know, something like that happens again, you got to go to the hospital as soon as you wake up. All right? Don't put it off for several days. Go ahead. Go to the ER. Go to the emergency department and let them take a look at you, make sure it's nothing any more serious than apparently it was this time, some scrapes and bruises. But you got to be careful. Got to be careful, Brother Fred. You're not a kid anymore. I'm a kid compared to Brother Fred. He's, what, 90 now? 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Tuesday on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 4:38 now, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. In on the text line 71307. Hi, Bob. Is it possible to vote in the South Carolina Democratic primary and write in a Republican's name? From Dwayne in Taylors. Yeah, and there's going to be a concerted effort, I think, with there being no South Carolina GOP presidential primary in 2020, a concerted effort to pull the equivalent of Operation Chaos, have a bunch of Republicans flood the Democrat primary and vote for the least qualified among the Democrat presidential contenders, although it's pretty much a photo finish in that regard. But yeah, you could write in the name of a Republican there. Bob, after listening to the news update and hearing about Lindsey Graham's fundraising, well, I guess the Democrats are working hard to keep him in office from SMH. And why should they not? You know, because they know that they are not going to get a Democrat in the foreseeable future elected to the United States Senate. So they've got Lindsey there to do much of their heavy lifting for them. Bobby, brother Fred, walking it off like a boss. Bobby, Felicity Huffman checked into the Gray Bar Hotel today. You remember she was paying, Southern Cal or one of the big universities to let her kids in. How is what Biden did any different than what she did? Bobby, if I catch Murphy, can I get the keyword? Actually, you can get the keyword even without catching Murphy. For this hour, it is fun. F-U-N. There you go. Bobby, would you please announce to your listeners, Newsmax is on Channel 121 Spectrum for a good alternative. Channel 121. Thank you. Bobby, is there a 5 p.m. code word? No. Contest ends at 5 in this cycle. Bobby, since California wants to shut down all their coal-fired power plants, they have to cut back on power usage. Don't let a crisis go to waste. Bobby, our church taxes are listed as stormwater runoff. We do not ever have a late penalty, even though the forms look like all other Greenville County tax bills. Okay, thank you for that. Bobby, the preacher has to be exempt from the IRS in order to be exempt, which means they will not get Social Security funds later. Gotcha. Bobby, PG&E cuts power to limit its exposure to lawsuits. Main reason they are doing that. Well, they're already bankrupt. gosh, Bobby, regarding the solar panels, does that explain why I'm watching my TV by candlelight? Yeah, it's like my old joke. I just sent an email to the IT people telling them my email was down. Bobby, there is a form that ministers file to be exempt from Social Security tax. That makes sense. Oh, and I got this email as well from Chris. Bob, I realize that you have your marching orders. No, that's the left you're thinking of that works in lockstep. Remember that big group of reporters that was uncovered and revealed in the first couple of years of the Obama administration? They would all get together in the morning and decide what their talking point was going to be for the day. And I'm sure you've heard Limbaugh and others play you a litany of sound bites where they all repeat the same thing over and over again in the echo chamber. So, no, I don't have marching orders. I tell you what I think and based on the information that I share with you. In any event, Chris emails, Bob, I realize that you have your marching orders, but I do care that our president has broken laws. There's no debate about that because he's provided the proof himself. So don't pee on us and tell us it's raining. Now, I love it when I get an email like that, that assumes, number one, that conservative talk show hosts operate under the same umbrella as the leftists do. They're the ones that get together on conference calls in the morning and decide what the point of attack is going to be for that day. Conservative talk show hosts are way too independent for that. But I do care that our president has broken laws. There's no debate about that because he's provided the proof himself. Well, okay, Chris, if you believe the president has broken laws, how about being courteous enough to tell me which laws he has broken and how did he provide the proof that he broke them? So don't send me leftist BS and act as if it's fact. Because it's not. Didn't you read the Mueller report? Probably not. No obstruction of justice, no collusion. Have you followed what led up to that whole Russia investigation, Chris? Wake up! Smell the coffee! Then grab a glove and get in the game, will you? Jeez. Anything else on the text line that I haven't caught up with? Bob, the Republicans need to use a Democratic strategy, get together and agree on a point of attack for the day. Yeah, but again, you know, the Republicans getting together, that's like herding cats, okay? Bobby, SMH is shaking my head. Not a person who sent... Oh. Thank you. Sometimes I don't, clued in to some of the new 21st century lingo that you youngsters use. LOL. SMH. LSMFT. Nobody remembers that one. Money Penny. Lucky Strikes means fine tobacco. A quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. I questioned why the Senate's not doing anything and going after Biden. Apparently, some of the members of the House are. I mean, it's going to go nowhere, but at least they're making an effort. And CNN faces more accusations of political bias. CNN and political bias? Say it's not so. Be right back. SMH. Looks like the Lakers' LeBron James just got one slammed in his face, this business over China. We'll talk about that some coming up in the next hour here on the Bobby Mac Show. And also, right after the news at 5, Michael Barone with American Enterprise Institute. He is a very well-known political pundit. He follows politics from a longer-term historical perspective. He's got a new book called How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't, and he's going to be joining me right after 5. He's a thoughtful guy, and I think you'll enjoy hearing from him. In on the text line, has anybody checked to see if Hunter Biden attended all of the board meetings of all these companies since he was on all these boards while he was getting paid all this money? Well, he wasn't getting paid to attend the board meeting. He was getting paid because he was Joe Biden's son. Chris is like all the other leftists, too busy sniffing each other's behinds to smell the coffee. Bobby, what in the you-know-what are they talking about? What laws has Trump broken? How come nobody can come up with an actual law that President Trump has broken? Yeah, by the way, I've never received a response to my reply email. Bobby, regarding Hunter Biden, considering that I keep reporting the Vulture convention on Bethany, and now we have this absolutely tremendous odor arriving from the Vulture's dinner, Hunter Biden doesn't smell. If he did smell, he would smell less than that dead animal. That's from Katie. You may remember the text message from yesterday that had some, a boar? And she thought it was dead, had been hit, and was on the side of the road. I'm sure you can count on SCDOT or somebody getting right out there to remove the carcass, though. Bobby, they always say Trump lied, Trump broke the law. I wish you'd give me one example. Hey, you know, a few in here that don't pass muster. Amusing, but don't make it on air. Bobby, the Republicans are together, at least in regards to Trump and his base. Everybody else up there are just Democrats. Yeah, or rhinos, one or the other. Not much difference. Bobby Mack, does Chris think Obama didn't lie about everything? I mean, he lied about everything. Hey, Bobby, anybody checked on those kids in the cages at the border? Haven't heard the media whining about that lately. No, they've got their marching orders, like we heard in that Project Veritas video from yesterday. And by the way, the second video is out today. Jeff Zucker, the head of propaganda at CNN, saying, I just stay with impeachment. Impeachment, 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 all the time impeachment. Bobby, what's the difference between an exempt pastor and an illegal invader? One of them can draw Social Security. There you go. And I think that catches me up. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, amid House Democrats' push for an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, a Republican lawmaker plans to introduce legislation to turn the spotlight on the Biden family's dealings with Ukraine. Yeah, and add China in there as well. Representative Bradley Byrne, Alabama, said, I'm not asking for a foreign government to investigate him. I want the United States Congress to investigate him. Well, bear in mind, how many of these prosecutors, two or three of them from Ukraine, have said, hey, we've been trying to give this information to America's DOJ for a couple of years, and nobody's interested. Wonder why that is. So, look. You know, if you think just because Brennan is gone, just because Comey is gone, just because McCabe is gone, just because Page and Strzok are gone, look at this so-called whistleblower. You know, they've got deep state moles all over the place, all with the same resolution. Trump must go. So Congressman Byrne is expected to file this today. Calls for several House committees to formally investigate Hunter Biden's dealings with Burisma Holdings. The investigation will look into whether those dealings resulted in improper conflicts of interest. Are you kidding? It's an improper conflict of interest on its face. And whether Hunter's work made an impact on U.S. foreign policy. Well, wasn't it creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer himself, who went around chest puffed out? Yeah, I told the president of Ukraine, you got to fire this prosecutor or you're not going to get $1 billion in American aid. You think that's not an effort to influence a foreign entity's policies and actions? Yeah. Stand by. Michael Barone will join me on the other side. The 5 o'clock follies are coming up here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.